Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll fulfill some requests, almost fill some other requests, listen to this past week in recording history, and play some records for no particular reason. I love getting requests, and most of the time I'll have the song requested, although sometimes not by the artist requested. And such was the case this week. I got a request for Every Day's a Holiday, and I have several versions of it, but not by the artist the listener requested. I do have it by Fats Waller, which will be the first record in this set of rapidly rotating records about holidays.
A Mayday rendezvous, cause every day's a holiday since the day that I found you. They ought to hang the flags out, they ought to close the bank. Though it's not November, baby, still I feel like giving thanks. You know how it is. You're a happy new year, a movie premiere, a Christmas present too, cause every day's a holiday since the day that I found you. Swing them holidays out there. Yes, yes. Tootie, son, tootie, tootie, yes, I'm celebrating. That was Monica. Fine Arabian man.
$5 a week, it's only a bare existence. Yet somehow I manage to pay for a fortnight's holiday. 25 shillings a week, and always I see in the distance a lover who will come my way on that fortnight's holiday. But holidays have to stop, and once more I've returned. I'm back again in the shop with my face and my fingers burned. I'm just a holiday sweetheart, just for 2 weeks in September, then all the year to remember. Someone I've got to forget. Holiday sweetheart, each time I think that it's true love, then I find that I'm made a fool of. He won't remember we've met. When I left, he said that he'd write, but I'm quite sure he won't. Once I used to think that they might, but now I know they don't. Not to a holiday sweetheart, happy enough when I start out, then I'm back crying my heart out, lying to friends when I
bright, a wonderful night above. Shores entrancing, lovers glancing to their delight, and oh, what a night for love. Wine is flowing, lanterns glowing, while far away the mandolins play so gay. Glasses clinking while they're drinking a toast and a song while gliding along the bay. Come along and join the song of the happy serenaders. Let's be gay and steal away to a holiday in Venice. Voices singing, echoes ring in the air with joy and laughter. Everyone is having fun, it's a holiday in Venice. Thank you.
Goodman's Boys with Jim and Glenn and a Jazz Holiday, recorded in Chicago on January 23, 1928. The Jim and Glenn refers to cornetist Jimmy Partland and Glenn Miller, who of course played trombone. The vibraphone was played by drummer Bob Conselman, and this may be the first jazz recording of that instrument. A Jazz Holiday was written by W. Benton Overstreet and Walter Melrose. I just love that name, W. Benton Overstreet. Before A Jazz Holiday, we heard Ted Weems and his orchestra with Holiday in Venice from February 19, 1931. Elmo Tanner and the band provided the vocal there. A Jazz Holiday was preceded by Miss Ruth Etting recording for the British Rex label in September of 1936 and Holiday Sweetheart from the show Transatlantic Rhythm. Holiday Sweetheart was written by Irving Caesar, Desmond Carter, and Ray Henderson. We started the show with Thomas Fats Waller and Every Day's a Holiday, recorded in Hollywood on December 16, 1937. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Another request this week was for Love is a Merry-Go-Round, but again I had the song, but not the version that was requested. I do have it by Bunny Berrigan, and it's part of this segment about merry-go-rounds, beginning with Chick Bullock.
A date for next Sunday at a beach that I found. You'll forget you gotta be at work on Monday when we ride on the merry-go-round. Hear that old calliope playing, what a wonderful sound. Do I have to tell you just what I'll be saying when we ride on the merry-go-round? You'll laugh at me, I'll laugh at you, won't it be grand? You'll start to sing, I'll grab a ring, then I'll put it on your hand. And baby, maybe when the preacher has seen us and a year rolls around, we will have a little hobby horse between us when we ride on the merry-go-round. Thank you.
it gets you dizzy, I know. Love is a merry-go-round, but here I go. I was just fooling around like everybody I knew. Now I'm a merry-go-round since I met you. Although the chances I'll never get to go with, I'm gonna try till I do.
A wonderful time, finding love for only a dime. The merry-go-round broke down, but you don't see me frown. Things turned out fine, and now she's mine, 'cause the merry-go-round went. The merry-go-round broke down.
Thank you.
I've heard all sorts of stories about the differences between merry-go-rounds and carousels, such as that one turns counterclockwise while the other turns clockwise, or that one has only horses and the other has other animals, but there's actually no difference. There is the fact that all merry-go-rounds are carousels, but not all carousels are merry-go-rounds. Think of the baggage carousel at the airport. Other synonyms for carousel or merry-go-round include galloper, roundabout, and flying horses. Anyway, we just heard Russ Morgan and his music in the Morgan Manor and The Merry-Go-Round Broke Down, written by Cliff Friend and Dave Franklin. The vocalist on that April 29, 1937 recording was Jimmy Lewis. Before The Merry-Go-Round Broke Down, it was Sue Mitchell with Bunny Berrigan and his orchestra and Love is a Merry-Go-Round from May 13, 1937. Johnny Mercer wrote the lyrics to Rube Bloom's tune. We began that merry-go-round set with Chick Bullock and When We Ride on the Merry-Go-Round. Johnny Mercer must have liked merry-go-rounds because not only did he write the words to Love is a Merry-Go-Round, but also to When We Ride on the Merry-Go-Round, although under the pseudonym of Jack Keith and with Earl McCarran. Ralph W. Bolton wrote the music in 1932. For this segment of the show, I'm happy to say that I had the exact records requested this week by listeners Dan and Maurice. Here's Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra.
Something's missing, don't know what. Something something I miss a lot. Will it come or will it not? I'd like to know. What am I yearning for? Maybe it's love. Yearning for more and more. Maybe it's love. This strange condition came upon me so fast. I've got a feeling that I'm falling at last. Something is
the gateway makes heaven a straight way. Lead me to that gateway, and I'll never ask for more. Thank you.
From January 8, 1929, Bob Borger with George Olsen and his music, and I'll Never Ask for More, written by Roy Turk and Fred Allard. Before that, by request of listener Maurice, it was the Songbird of the South, Kate Smith, and Maybe It's Love, from September 23, 1930. Maybe It's Love was written by Sidney Mitchell, Archie Gottler, and George W. Meyer, and was sung in the 1930 Vitaphone picture of the same name by Joan Bennett and James Hall. We began this segment with a request of listener Dan for Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra and I Can't Believe That You're in Love with Me, written by Clarence Gaskell and Jimmy McHugh. That was recorded March 2, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM, 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Here to start off this edition of For No Particular Reason is Ted Clare and his Snappy Bits Band.
Have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door. Father and mother, she had none. So where in the world did the money come from? please let me ask it, who filled their basket? The storybooks never tell. They say that she found a wolf in Granny's bed, a big sunbonnet pulled over his head. Ah, but you know, and I know, what she found instead. How could Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the dog?
Dave Kaplan, with a C, and a group of Canadian musicians went to Europe in 1924 and became known as New Prince's Toronto Band when they were in London. In 1926, Kaplan put together another group called Dave Kaplan's Toronto Band to play a gig in Berlin, Germany. From there, the band toured Germany, France, Belgium, Luxembourg, and Romania. We heard Kaplan's Toronto Band, and you got those Wanna Go Back Again blues, recorded in Berlin in September or October of 1926. When they returned to London, they became part of Hal Swaine's New Prince's Orchestra. You Got Those Wanna Go Back Again blues was written by Lou Handman. Before that, we heard a version of How Could Red Riding Hood, which I recently came across, this version by Al Lentz and his orchestra, from an English Columbia 78 credited to the Charleston Serenaders. That recording is from September 25, 1926, and Al Lentz was the vocalist. How Could Red Riding Hood was written by A.P. Randolph. And because the band has such a great name, we began this edition of For No Particular Reason with 4 o'clock Blues, performed there by Ted Clare's Snappy Bits Band from a Jeanette 78 waxed January 31, 1923. Ted Clare was a vaudeville performer touring the Orpheum circuit at the time, but pianist and arranger Charles A. Matson was musical director of the band. His last name was misspelled as Watson on the label of that record. Matson did record under his own name as Charles A. Matson's Creole Orchestra on Edison and Matson's Lucky Seven on Paramount. Matson also accompanied various blues singers, including Mamie Smith and Clara Smith. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Albert Wynn and his Gut Bucket Five.
Thank you.
paradise. Joanne, Joanne, I see a world of happiness in every fond caress. So won't you share my little plan? Make me the lucky man, Joanne.
Down to Dallas, Chin Kong, Kitty, coming through the territory, Kansas City, and Kansas City, St. Louis, and St. Louis, Chicago. I'm on my way, but I'm doing well. Chain cars on the TP, leaving Fort Worth, Texas, going to Dallas. Hotel, Grand Sling, Silver Lake, Mineola, Tyler, Longview, Chelsea, Marshall, Little Sandy, Big Sandy, Texarkana, and Double Badger Boulevard. Wall, and on Greenville, Sealess, Denison, South McAllister, Territory, Muskoka, Wagner, Austin, Kansas, Kansas City, Sedalia, then I changed cars and jumped in St. Louis. Oak Street Depot.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Albert Wynn and his Gut Bucket 5 and Parkway Stomp from October 9, 1928. Parkway Stomp was written by Albert Wynn and Thomas A. Dorsey. Next, it was Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra with Elliot Shaw providing the vocal refrain on Joanne, written by Abner Silver, Maceo Pinkard, and Joe Ward. Was I the only one, or were any of you reminded of Avalon as you listened to the first part of that record? Joanne was recorded by Victor on October 8, 1928. Next, it was Henry Thomas and Railroadin' Some, recorded in Chicago on October 7, 1929. Henry Thomas was born in 1874 and was a hobo known on the Texas and Pacific Railroad as Ragtime Texas. Railroadin' Some describes a ride across Texas and north to Chicago, announcing each town along the way. In this recording, Thomas plays a set of reed pipes. We finished up with Irving Berlin's Together We Two. That was Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra with Irving Kaufman, credited on the label of that Columbia 78 as Frank Harris. That was recorded October 11th, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.